After Eden by Alison Leonard. Episode 3. One Flesh.
Go and see if she's in, Phil.
Okay. You coming, Tess?
I'll hang on out here with Bryn.
You're nervous, huh? But you needn't be. She's only me mum.
What if she's not there?
Well, she will be. Starts half 10. It's 12:30 now.
Phil, take your helmet off. It's a vicarage.
She'll have it all. I know she will.
Yeah, but what will she say? I mean...
Not who. She'll be gassing on. She's always gassing on.
I'll get down the tip.
You come back when you got your stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's okay, honest. Tash, stay.
Never been to a place like this before. Big.
Bryn's been in bigger places, huh?
Mine had knobs in them, not gods.
She's not God. She's only a vicar. You know, hang on here, Tash.
You'll be back, Bryn.
Yeah.
Willie.
Don't know. Park yourself.
Is Bryn really a zillionaire?
It's folks up. I come down to his scruffy pad once a term, chuck him the bits they're throwing out. His accent.
Imagine. Will she be long, Phil? Wish I'd gone with Bryn.
She's a bit human. Honest. What's she doing?
And how's the leg?
Not too bad.
Mrs. Williams, thanks for helping. I'm really grateful.
Good to see you.
How is she?
A bit better, thanks.
Hello. I don't think we've seen you here before.
No. My name's Sheila Parry. We waited till the end so that we could...
And I'm Colin Armitage.
Have you just moved to one there?
No. We live on the far side of town.
We were attracted to this church because...
We're wanting to get married.
Lovely. And you're thinking of here? Well, I've only done one here so far. You heard I was new.
Of course. Quite an event.
That's one of the reasons we came. We very much want a church wedding. Being, well, mature, both of us, it's rather special. Not an ordinary wedding.
And there'd be a lot to discuss.
So you'll want to come and talk it over?
Yes.
Well,
I like to see people three times if I can. Are you free this afternoon?
Yes, I think
2:30?
Mm-hmm.
Sunday's the one day I manage a bit of peace and quiet. Hope you weren't expecting roast. If it's baked beans, it must be Sunday. Sorry, Tash. I suppose you're used to good home cooking.
Well, being a farm, this is a great place. All these posh units. My mum's got an old-fashioned pot sink.
They did it up smartish when she got the job.
Isn't it lonely?
I wish it was. Sometimes it's Piccadilly Circus. Talking of which...
Bryn wants some scraps.
What?
Well, you know Bryn.
Well, I know of Bryn. How could I not? Scraps.
Stuff, you know, velvet, linen, net, leather, all the stuff you got bags of all over the place.
I thought he was doing ceramics and metallurgy.
And fine art. Oh, you should see what he's making, Mrs. Metcalf. Is this like sculpture? A bike, his bike, his Quacker 750? All made up out of old washing machine bits and tin cans and bits of computer.
That's what he's off getting more of now, down the tip.
Oh.
And he's got dishcloths, bits of old college curtain... Only needs more, like, exotic stuff.
Mm.
Sit down. Here's your mosh.
Oh, okay.
So I told him about you in the theatre designing costumes and that. He said he'd have everything.
Mm. Well, how long will he be at the tip? I mean, I've got endless bits of fabric. He's welcome to any amount of it. It's just that...
Well, you don't know it, Bryn. Once he gets a notion in his head, he goes right through with it to the end.
Yeah, Bryn's the king. King biker and artistic.
Yeah, tiny bits of this and that. He puts them together in these really incredible ways.
And he's big, 6'3", shoulders.
Yeah, you should see him. Well, you will.
Well, it's just that at 2:30, I've got a couple coming to talk about their wedding.
You? Weddings?
You're rude to your mum, Phil.
Well, I'm rude to my dad, too, and they're rude about each other.
We try to be civilised, Tash, his father and I. You can see how much Phil helps.
Didn't know you could have divorce, Vickers.
We're not quite divorced yet.
Could you, like, marry again?
Well, there are all sorts of problems with that in the church.
Of course,
Harvey might want to.
Yeah, if he could pick which one, huh?
Quantity, not quality. That's Harvey. Sorry, Tash, I try not to be cynical. I could just do with a happy couple to let me know marriage sometimes works.
Oh, I don't know, ma'am. It's Sean and Alice, Gareth and Gwen.
Yes, well, ice cream for afters? No, what I'm saying is, if Bryn comes later than 2:15, could you show him where things are? There are about 6 boxes in the dining room. I need time to get my mind onto questions of marriage before this couple come.
The scriptures teach us that marriage is a means of God's grace, in which man and woman become one flesh. Dear God, that's a tall order. I wonder if Sheila and Colin think they're going to become one flesh. Did I, with Harvey? I loved him at first. How can two people become one flesh, dear God? What about when they tear themselves apart? What's happening with Phil and Tash? They seem sort of together, but I wonder if she's hankering after Bryn. Do young people go in for monogamy now? Help me, dear God, not to put my doubts onto this couple. They're how old? 50-ish? They must know what they're doing. This is their special occasion. I'm there for them, not as myself, dear God, but as your channel, your vehicle. And they especially want me to do it. Pontefract Vicarage. Gwen! Oh, how lovely to hear from you. I know you've been frantic. Hey, what are the prospects for the campaign? Oh, it's exhausting. The men have had the power for so long. Like Reverend John's. Of course, you know him of old. Well, it keeps me on my toes having Melvin John so near and so hostile. Ah, but you've got Gareth to back you up. You're such an example, you two. Now, I've got a pair coming to see me. They're due any time. What do you think about the married couple being one flesh, Gwen? Is it possible? What, you don't even question it? No, maybe I shouldn't either. Look, that'll be the wedding pair now. Come round soon. Bye. Won't your father be hurt if I conduct the wedding, Colin?
Oh, well.
And your brother, Sheila, I am a bit concerned about him.
We've never been close, my brother and I. Well, being in the church, he objected to me leaving it like I did, but I hope he'd come to our actual ceremony.
And your father, Colin? I mean, an archdeacon?
We have to face it, even if he can't. Since his stroke, he'll never be able to conduct a service again.
They'll be delighted we're getting married at all. In church, that's a bonus.
I'm not sure if it's relevant, Mrs. Metcalfe.
No, I'm sure it isn't, Colin. The church has come up to date on that one. In England it has, if not in Wales.
Up to date on?
Remarriage.
Well, that was going to be my next question. Lots of marriages break down and some people find happiness with someone else, but...
But you have a supportive husband, Mrs. Metcalfe?
No. No, he and I are legally separated.
Then you'll understand our position.
You've each been married before?
Once.
Sheila?
Twice.
I have to tell you that it might be difficult for you actually to marry in church.
But it's been done. I read that it can be done.
Yes, well, it varies from diocese to diocese. Here it's in the discretion of the vicar concerned, officially, but generally we don't. We conduct a blessing after the civil ceremony.
I'm certain you could see your way.
It is so important.
Especially with your personal experience. Well, you'll want to remarry yourself sometime, surely.
But the church aims for the highest. The marriage service talks about the whole of the couple's earthly life together.
I thought Christianity was all about forgiveness.
That is a central point.
I've just seen a giant in black leathers walk past your window. Looks like a hairless gorilla.
I think I know who it is. Don't go.
No.
We must talk this one through.
Oh, thank goodness they're gone.
Elastic. Fantastic.
What, do you want it all? I could do with keeping a bit, just in case. What's your elastic for, Bryn?
Fan belt. I'm making it exposed.
Oh, hey, Bryn. Sequins.
I could cover it with sequins.
Yuck.
No, that'll be something.
Listen, you lot. Can I pick your brains?
You're getting a performance bike yourself, then.
No. No, about getting married. Would you ever, Tash?
I suppose so. When I'm dead. Or 40.
Yeah, mum's 45.
Oh.
Oh, Mrs. Metcalf, I'm sorry.
Don't fret.
It's not as if getting hitched made you good and kind. That pair looked at me as if I'd come straight from the tip.
Which you did.
Yeah, great haul I got. You should see the bed springs. No, I mean, those two must have been hitched 5 times each way. Why not just live in?
Oh, who needs a bit of paper and organs and hymns and I do's?
They want God to see that they're doing it right. Mind you, those... Well, some people just want their friends and relations to see them doing it and record it on video.
Oh, that's oily. Weasley.
Yeah, those two were like that, weren't they? Hypocritical.
Well, I'm not talking about those two particularly. But people do still keep getting married. And why? It's called commitment.
I'm committed to my Quacker 750.
Oh, more weddings, more vicars.
Let's see. Take what stuff you want, Bryn.
Thanks a million. Then we must be rooming off.
Mrs. Metcalf, have you 5 minutes?
Oh, I think so, Mr. Johns. Some people, they'll soon be leaving. Come in.
I need to mull over some issues about the marriage sacrament. I understand that you just... Oh.
I took all the sequins and elastic, Mrs. Metcalf. Hope that's all right.
Yes, all right, fine. Are you off?
Revving up into Wales.
See you, ma'am.
Oh. Thanks for the nosh.
Yeah, thanks for the stuff. Bye.
Bye-bye. an art student, the big one. I know he looks like a gorilla, but he's rather a pet.
Pet gorilla. Can we discuss the theology of marriage? She has no religion. She as good as admitted to me that she hadn't entered a church since we were children.
And the prospective husband?
Similarly. He needs a church wedding to satisfy his dying father.
Oh.
Hypocrisy. And against accepted practice on both sides of the border, Welsh and English differ. But in neither case could a priest conduct a marriage under these circumstances.
We've been through it at some length, Mr. Johns. I know it involves a member of your family, but why do you need to discuss it with me?
They phoned me in triumph about their interview. Of course, I had to come to see you.
Interview?
With Sheila and Colin.
Your sister is Sheila.
You're a little slow, Mrs. Metcalf. Maybe your mind is on elastic and sequins.
I made them no promise.
They told me you were putting them through the mill, but were sure to say yes. Sheila's principal hope, I regret to say, was to poke fun at my position on women priests.
And you would be forced to sit quietly in the congregation and watch me perform.
Now you understand.
I do. Up to a point. But would you object to me conducting a service of blessing if they'd already been married in a registry office?
Again, hypocrisy, Mrs. Metcalf. I've been shouted down for saying so, but a blessing is merely a refinement of hypocrisy. If a vow says, so long as we both shall live, does that or does that not mean so long as they shall live?
Excuse me. Von Veldicridge? Phil! Phil, what? But you've just... He's only... What's happening? Have they taken... Yeah. Yes, of course. Phone again. As soon as you want. As soon as you can. And Phil, give Tash a hug for me. Oh, Phil.
In the sight of God and in the face of this congregation, they take their vow for life.
Life.
Not once, but twice has Sheila broken her lifelong vow.
Life long? No.
Aren't you well, Mrs. Metcalf? Was that... Did your phone call bring bad news?
My son's friend, the gorilla. His motorbike collided with an articulated lorry. He was killed instantly.
Breathe deeply. Let it come.
Oh, Gwen, I don't think I can do it. Crematorium, yes. It takes such a short time. It's not a personal place, but...
My own charge.
It's what they want. They asked for it specially.
It's amazing. A proper do, they said. Phil's mum can do it. The oldest of them can't be more than 20.
How old was Bryn?
Well, actually, 24. None of them knew that. He'd taken years to break away.
What do his parents say? You'd think they'd be planning it all.
Oh, they're stunned. Carried along. They were so relieved when I went and offered. I put it forward as my suggestion, not the gang's. But the parents hated his bike and his friends. I explained that biking's about challenge, and he just nodded and said, yes, yes.
How are Phil and Tash?
They crack up every so often, but they're practical. Tash asked me, how does the coffin come into the church? On wheels, or do they carry it? And, right, ma'am, says Phil, I want to be one of the ones carrying it.
Oh, Elaine.
Will you be there and help me, Gwen?
Yes, Gareth will too.
Melvin John says he wants to be there. He was one of the last to see him alive.
Oh, hypocrite. He would have condemned someone like Bryn out of hand while he was alive and riding his bike.
No, I don't think it is hypocrisy. He said they need God in this crisis and we must stand with them.
You're not siding with him, Elaine. After all he's said and written about us, about women with a calling to be ordained.
What's your view on remarrying divorced couples in church, Gwen?
You know what I feel about that. It's nothing personal.
I know, I don't take it personally.
You can't unvow a vow. You can't take a lifetime vow twice.
Then you're siding with Melvin Johns, Gwen.
I can't help that. He's a bigot. He hates women.
Maybe he's starting to like bikers. I don't know if I can get him to like his irreligious sister and her third husband-to-be.
How can you deal with the wedding business at the same time as Bryn's funeral?
That seems to be the job.
Are you regretting it?
Not for a moment. Well, only for the odd moment. For whole strings of moments.
Such as?
Such as when I think of preaching the sermon for Bryn. With all those young faces gazing up at me, begging for hope. Dear God, help me. Dear God, why? Comfort his friends. Be with them, dear God. His parents, Tash, Phil. Dear God, help me to do my job. That's all I ask. Help me to do my job. I'm so glad you could come.
Terrible accident.
Appalling. I'm glad you came.
Good afternoon. Do go in. Sit where you like.
Gwen, be civil, won't you?
To Melvin Johns? Of course. I'm a professional.
Hello. Hello. It's quite full, but if you could leave the front four rows free on both sides.
Good afternoon.
Welcome. There's an order of service in the pews.
Thank you.
How many did you say?
33. I've marked off space in the car park.
Will they all be in full leather gear?
Well, I've asked for no skull and crossbones. Fringes and studs, fine, but no...
No. Will they take any notice?
Well, they've listened to every word I've said. I've never known anything like it. Mr. Johns. I think you know the Reverend Gwen Thomas, who's a deacon in Cluny.
I do. Where are the young people, Mrs. Metcalf? Have they already gone inside?
No, they're coming just before the house. I think this is them now.
On their motorcycles? How many of them?
33.
I'll go and find my place in the church.
I don't suppose they've ever ridden so slowly before.
Phil and Tash in front. Phil and his mates are going to carry them. They're going to be pallbearers.
Remember, Elaine.
Gwen, hold my hand.
Underneath are the everlasting arms.
Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation
can separate us from the love of God. We are gathered here today to mourn the death of our friend Bryn. Bryn's was a short life, but that doesn't mean it was not a full one. He was an imaginative artist, craftsman, a technician, a dedicated motorbiker, and above all, a member of a group of committed friends. Let us celebrate that life. Will you stand and sing?
Understand why you've changed your mind.
Let's leave it, Sheila.
I made no promises. I said I'd pray about it and that I'd talk it over with fellow clergy, if necessary, with the bishop.
Is it the bishop? I mean, are you obeying orders from above?
I would generally take the bishop's advice, but on this occasion, I feel able to make my own judgment. I don't find that a wedding in my church is something I can give you.
In that case, I think we ought to be going.
Not even a blessing.
Look. I think I've explained, Sheila. Melvin has got a point here. If you had been churchgoers on a regular basis, it would have been different.
You agree with him. I understood that you and he were on opposite sides.
Just because we disagree about some things doesn't mean we have to be at odds on everything.
He's not a bad old codger in some ways.
Mrs. Metcalfe, I think you're implying that there's some sort of hypocrisy here. Well, can I ask you, what greater hypocrisy could there be than the funeral that Melvin went to the other day in your church?
In what sense?
A crowd of young thugs looking like something from Planet of the Apes and you give them the full treatment.
We did think that was a bit off.
One of those young thugs was my son.
Oh.
Were they regular churchgoers? I'm not saying it's not a terrible tragedy, a young life snuffed out, but they do ask for it on those machines.
No, they were not regular churchgoers. But they asked for a church funeral. And it seemed to me that they were looking for God in their despair.
Isn't it possible that some people who ask for a church service for a second or third marriage are looking for God in their despair?
I'm not in despair, Colin.
I sometimes wonder.
Sheila, both of you, I'm sorry if I seem to have been harsh. You touched me on a raw nerve just now. The young man who died was my son's greatest friend and hero.
I didn't realise.
Do you think that you might delay your marriage for a while? Talk it over between yourselves till you're more certain of what you want. Maybe discuss it with the rest of the families, even with Melvin.
I don't know about that.
Oh, I do know what it's like to argue with Melvin, but he's not altogether a bad old codger.
Could you ride it, Tash?
Not in a zillion years.
Of course she could.
Don't bully her, Phil.
Don't worry, Mrs. Metcalfe, I won't let him.
Elaine, please.
Oh, imagine me trying that.
Repeat after me. Of course I can ride Bryn's bike, Elaine.
Of course I can't ride Bryn's bike, Elaine. Oh. Hey, I did it. It's ginormous. I'm going to sell it for a fortune and get myself one more my size. I'll give you a couple of quid if there's any left over, Phil.
His folks made me take his gear. They said he'd actually mentioned me. I never thought he spoke to them. That jacket, it's covered in studs. Helmet's got an intercom system.
Only trouble with the leathers, you could fit an extra one of you inside it. If Bryn was a gorilla, you're a giraffe.
I could get busy with my special leather working needle, if you like.
Yeah? I didn't think you could do that, not with leather.
I can do anything with anything.
Phil, have you let on to Elaine about what, happened?
Come on, Tash, let's get back. I'll bring Bryn's leathers over tomorrow, ma'am.
Am I allowed to know what, happened?
Look, you'd only get mad.
She wouldn't.
She would.
Can I be the one to decide whether I get mad or not?
Phil?
It's Bryn's sculpture.
Yes. What's going to become of it?
It wasn't finished.
Still my sequins and elastic to make into the fan belt.
Weren't they mashed up in the accident?
He put them in my bag. And the bedsprings in Phil's. Don't know why.
Well, there's masses of work needed on that sculpture. He told us, Tash and me, what he was going to do. Put the bedsprings down by the axle, all naked and bare, like, to show the tension and the spring between the rider and the road, he said.
He talked like that. He had this incredible brain in his head, Tash.
Well, no one knew what he'd got in his head about that sculpture but me and Tash. The college principal was going mad. Everyone was going on about Bryn's bike thing. Something should be done about it, on and on.
So Phil told his dad.
Told Harvey? What for?
I do talk to me dad sometimes. I live with him.
And he said...
And he said?
He'd commission us.
Me and Phil. Pay us.
Like we were real artists. Like Bryn was going to be. To finish it like Bryn would have.
And what will they do with it then?
Put it in the college entrance.
Well, that great big lobby.
Mm-hmm.
Where everyone can see it. In memory of Bryn.
Oh, that's great. Good for the two of you. And good for Harvey.
Never thought I'd hear you say that, Mum.
Well, death does something to you, doesn't it?
There'll be a grand unveiling.
Mm.
I'll invite Melvin Johns along, so you can see what Bryn was going to do with sequins and elastic.
His face that day, looking up at ginormous Bryn.
Po-faced vicar, posh old bloke, and he was terrified of his biker.
A gorilla's one thing, but a gorilla in elastic and sequins...
In episode 3 of After Eden, Elaine Metcalf was played by Christine Pritchard. Phil was played by Howell Morgan, Melvin Johns by Michael Povey, and Tash by Claire Isaac. Bryn was Rodri Hugh, Gwen was Manon Edwards, Sheila was Kristen Millwood, and Colin was Oliver Senton. After Eden was written by Alison Leonard, and directed in Wales by Alison Hindle.